Chapter 13. Finding the Evidence. When he arrived home, Jack told Susan everything that Sydney had told him.
"How terrible! That poor man!" exclaimed Susan.
Jack thought for a moment.
"Well, now we know that Frankie had a motive," he said.
"A motive?" asked Susan.
"You're supposed to be the lawyer in the family," answered Jack. "Don't you understand? Frankie had a good reason for wanting Dad dead. Dad wouldn't do what Frankie wanted."
"Sabotage the favourite's bike," said Susan.
"That's right," said Jack. "And when things went wrong for Frankie, somebody got hurt. First it was his brother, Sydney, and then it was Dad. But Dad paid with his life."
"We don't know that, Jack," Susan told him. "The police found absolutely no evidence that Frankie did anything to Dad. If there had been evidence, the police would have said it was murder. But they didn't. The investigation is finished, Jack. Nothing can bring Dad back."
"You're right, but we can still try and discover the truth," said Jack.
He thought for a minute and then asked,
"Do you think the police could still have all the things they found at the scene of the crime?"
"You sound like a detective," Susan smiled.
"This isn't a joke, Susan," Jack told her. "I'm serious. This is important. The police might have found something, anything, that could put Frankie in the right place at the right time."
"Well, I know they keep things in their archives for several years," said Susan. "I was at the police station where the archives are kept the other day, collecting evidence for the investigation I'm working on. I know one of the officers there," she added. "I could speak to him and find out if there's anything there that would help us."
Susan smiled to herself as she remembered how handsome Police Constable William Winters was, and how he'd helped her collect the evidence she needed.
"I'd be more than happy to see him again," she thought.
"Good," Jack said, excited. "When could you do that?"
"Tomorrow's Monday. I'll see what I can find out," Susan told him. The next day, during her lunch break, Susan went to the police station. Constable Winters was standing behind the desk. He looked up as she approached him.
"You're the girl from the other day, aren't you?"
he smiled at her.
Susan nodded.
"That's right, my name's Susan," she said.
"And what can I do for you today, Susan?"
he asked. Susan explained why she was there and what she wanted.
"I don't think I can give you what you want," Constable Winters said, shaking his head. "You'd need written permission for me to give you any of the things from an investigation."
"But the investigation is finished," Susan said in her sweetest voice.
"Can't I just look at the things?"
William thought for a moment and then spoke to another officer who was putting a notice up on the wall.
"Stay at the desk for a minute, will you?" he said.
"Sure," answered the officer.
William led Susan to the lift. The door closed and he pressed one of the buttons. Soon they were in the basement. There was a long hall in front of them and several rooms.
"We want the room at the far end," William told Susan.
In the room there were many boxes. Each box was marked in alphabetical order. In no time at all, William had the things from Bob Marsh's case. There were a number of paper and plastic bags, each containing something taken from the scene of the crime.
"Can I open the bags and see if there's anything that might be of help to me?"
asked Susan, looking into William's eyes. William's face went red.
I'll get you some plastic gloves and a pair of scissors. Wait here for a moment."
He walked to a desk and took a pair of scissors and a large bag filled with plastic gloves.
"Put these on," he said, giving Susan a pair of gloves and putting on a pair himself. "I know the investigation is finished, but we have to do this, I'm afraid."
Susan didn't need to cut open the plastic bags. She could see quite clearly that they contained the clothes her father had been wearing the day he died. She suddenly felt ill. "Wait here. I'll get you a drink of water," said William, seeing how white Susan's face had become. When William had gone, Susan opened one of the paper bags. Inside was a penknife.
"That's strange," she thought. "Dad never used a penknife. I wonder whose it is."
She saw William returning with the drink. Susan knew that what she was about to do was wrong. She knew that it was illegal, but she decided that if she didn't do it now, she'd never get another opportunity. She quickly put the paper bag and the penknife into her handbag. William approached her and gave her a glass of water. Susan's hands trembled as she began to drink.
"Maybe he'll discover that there's a bag missing," she thought. "What a stupid thing I've done."
"I feel okay now," she told him. "I think I'd better go home." "I'll take you in a police car," William said. "I'll tell the inspector I'm going out for a few minutes."
"No, really, it's not necessary," said Susan.
"Don't argue with a policeman," William smiled.
He returned the other bags to the correct box. Then he and Susan went upstairs and William took Susan home. When they arrived at Susan's house, he asked her if he could see her again that evening. Susan thought about the penknife still in her bag. She felt frightened about what she had done.
"Don't say no, Susan. Say yes,"
William said.
"He's so handsome," thought Susan. "How can I say no?"
"OK,"
she said, waving goodbye as William drove off. Susan opened the front door and walked into the house. Jack was waiting impatiently for her.
"I couldn't wait for you to come home," he said. "So, did you find anything?"
"I did find something," said Susan.
"Come into the kitchen and I'll show you."
Susan showed him the paper bag.
"Put on one of the kitchen gloves first," she told Jack.
Susan put on the other glove and pulled out the penknife.
"Who does it belong to?" asked Jack. "It's not Dad's."
He looked at the knife carefully.
"What's this?" he said.
"Look, at the end of the knife, there's a small brown mark. What do you think it is?"
Jack gave the knife to Susan.
"It looks like rust," she replied, examining it closely. "But I suppose it could be examined by the forensic department."
"The forensic department?" Jack exclaimed.
"It might not be rust. It could be anything. A forensic expert would examine it carefully and then we'd know for sure," Susan told him.
"It's good having a lawyer for a sister," smiled Jack.
"I could ask William to help us, I suppose," Susan began.
"No, it wouldn't be right," she continued, "especially as I stole the penknife."
"I'm sure he'd help if he knew the whole story," said Jack. "Ask him, Susan."
"But I don't really know him," said Susan. "We've only just met. Although the police forensic department would know what that mark on the knife is."
Susan thought for a moment.
"OK, I'll ask him. I just hope he won't arrest me for stealing evidence."